Why di salkadai to gusif? You'll tell me that the locher is tchilas hayom kain eriv. No, it's the beginning of Shabbos. In other words, like the end of Bein Hashmoshes. That's when the eriv is yechal. Oy bezoi iomar eruv eli bozeh. If he says let the eriv be chal with these peris, is the kasha amai lo yom aklum? Why didn't he say anything? Vibalti said the trumas meiser should be chal l'keshatechshach, which means at the end of Bein Hashmoshes. If that's the zman when the Arab is chal eruv etchumim, at that time it was roy to be eaten. So why is alocha l'yom aklum? Elamayetz uraya, the end of Friday is when the zman of the kinyan of eruv. So the Gemara, no, I'll tell you there's no raya. Omer Rav Papa, afilu teima tchilas hayom kain eruv. Even if you want to tell me it's the end, even if you want to tell me it's the beginning of Shabbos, which means the end of Bein Hashmoshes, that's when the eruv is chal. So b'zoi you have a kasha here at the end of Bein Hashmosh at the beginning of Shabbos, it's already chal the trumas meiser. So why is there of not chal? The teretz is be'inon suda horuya meboid yom v'lekum. You need the suda. You need this erev should be able to be eaten meboid yom Friday when you put the erev down. That's when it has to be able to be eaten. And here b'shas you put it down on Friday. It's tevel. You didn't take off the trumas meiser. The trumas meiser is first chal at the beginning of Shabbos, the end of Bein Hashmoshes. That's too late. Even if the Erev Taka L'maisa is Chal at the beginning of Shabbos, the end of Bein Hashmoshes, but there's a new halachon. You have to do a Maisa Siyah. You have to do a Maisa of putting the Erev down at, right before Shabbos starts. And B'Shas, you make the Asiyah has to be with a Pas, a Suda, Haruya, that's Roy Tid at that time. But since here, when you put the Erev down, it was still Tevel, L'Trumas Maisa, you didn't take off the Trumas Maisa, it's only Chal at nighttime, therefore there's no Asiyus Erev, therefore the Erev is not Chal. Like Rashi says, the Amrit Chilef Hayem Shal Shabbos Koin Erev, Dainu Saif Ben Hashmoshes Koin Erev, Amai L'Yom HaKlum, why is Allah, he didn't say anything here? Does like the Papa, now there's no Raya, there's no Kla, you need a Suda Ruyim Mabay Jain, and here it's Lech, you don't have it. Yeah, Zok the Mishneh, Masne Adam Ale Ruvoy V'Oimer, a person could put an Erev down and make a Tanai on this Erev. Again, an Eruv Etchumim, that he puts it out, Apayimama, outside his city. Let's say he puts it on Mizrach side. V'Yoimer, he can make a Tanai. That Imbo Nochrim Min HaMizrach, if the Nochrim, the Goyim, come from the east side of the city, and Pashat, I want to run away from the Goyim, I'm afraid of them, is a Mela Eruv Elamarev. I want the Erev that I put down on the west side of the city, that Erev should be Chal. So therefore I have a right to go another Alpayimama out of my first Alpayimama of the west side of the city. Now, Min HaMarev, let's say the Goyim come on the Marev side, on the west side, then I say Eruvay LeMizrach. I want the Erev that I put down on the Mizrach side, that side, the Erev should be Chal. So in other words, we're talking about this person before Shabbos put outside two Erevs, two Eruvay Tchumim. One on the Mizrach side of the city, and one on the Marav side of the city. So even though the locker is only one Erev could be Chal, like it's only, you could be kind of Shvis only one place. And from that place you have a Payimam all around, you're allowed to put it down in two different places, and you make it tonight. As if to say that tomorrow on Shabbos, I'll choose which side I want to be Chal. If the Goyim come on the Mizrach side, then I want the Marav side to be kind of, so I'll be able to run away more to the Marav side. And if the Goyim come on the Marav side, then I want the Erev on the Mizrach side to be Koinim. So a person is allowed to do this. And we'll see in the Gemara that our Mishnah holds Yesh Bereira. Right, the Mishnah says, in Bo Lakan Olakan, let's say the Goyim come both sides, they come on Mizrach and Amarev, then Lamokim Sher Felech. I could say, I'll make it tonight that whichever one I want to ever place, whichever place I want to walk to, that's the place that has Koinim my Shvisa. In other words, it's Yesh Bereira. You can make two Erevs now before Shabbos, and on Shabbos you'll decide which one you want to be Chal. What about Loi Bo, Loi Lekan, V'Loi Lekan? Let's say Goyim don't come neither on the Mizrach side or on the Marav side. So in such a situation, you do not want either one of the two Erevs to be Chal. You would rather have your Din Shavisa in the house where you live, that you could walk around in your city, and have Alpayimama from your city. So to Mishnah Enochanami, you're allowed to say that. You're allowed to do that. The word Loi Bo, Loi Lekan, V'Loi Lekan, is alocha hareini kibnei iri. Then I have the alocha like a regular bnei ir, like I'm sitting home and I did not put any arrows outside. That's also chal. The kids, so you can make a brera tomorrow. You choose whichever one of the three places you can have your shvisa should be chal. either the Mizrach side or the Maariv side, or right smack in the middle at your house. Sirashi, Masne Adam al Eruvay, Meniach Adam Shnei Eruvin. A person can put down before Shabbos two Eruvit Chumim. Echod Lesayf Alpayim, the Mizrach, Beisay, one at the end of Alpayim Amma from the Mizrach side of his house. The Yechod Lesayf Alpayim Amma, the Maariv Beisay, from the Maariv side of his house. The Yeomen, he says like this, in Bo, Nochrim, in Minam Mizrach, of the Goyim are going to come on the Mizrach side. So Rashi Vitzorach, Hani Levroich Mifneim, and I have to run away from them. Then Yikne Li Eruvoi Shebemar. Then I want my Erev on the Marav side to be Chal. The Yuli Bemarav Beisi Dal the Paim Amma. So like this, I'm going to have now 4,000 Ammas to walk on the Marav side of my house. Because my Erev is Al Paim Amma away from my house on the Marav. And from that Erev, I have another Al Paim Amma. Afagav the Trashid Lo Yosei Ad Lamocher, even though the Goyim first came tomorrow on Shabbos, is the Klal Amrinon, we say Yesh Breira. There is the Yisoid of Yesh Breira. The Bein HaShemoshes at the beginning of Shabbos. The Bein HaShemoshes, Koinoloi Eruvei, the Ida Gisa. The Erev is Chal for the other side. That is, even though when you put the Erev down, Bein HaShemoshes, it's a suffix, we do not know which Erev and where it is Chal. But then on Shabbos, when you choose which one you want, we say Yesh Breira, and it's like Hufra Hadabu Lamafreira, Lamafreya, Lamafreya, as if to say, Bein HaShemoshes, this is the Erev you wanted it to be Chal, and it is Chal. But what about Harei Kibnei Iri? Alpayim Meiri L'choruach. V'yein Tzorach L'shtakir Kan U'lahavset Kan. I don't want either Erev to be Chal, either Mizuch or Marah. The Goyim did not come at all. So I'd rather stay put, like be in my house, and have Alpayim Am all around the house. You can do that also. Because we all be Yesh Brei. So at the Mishnah Baita, who had in the same halacha applies, that in bo chochom min ha-mizroch eruv le-mizroch. In other words, the reason why you put the Erevs outside before Shabbos, because you heard an announcement that a chochom is going to come to the city. And it's going to give a drasha. Now you don't know if the chochom is going to be on the mizroch side, or is going to be on the marav side. So you're afraid you won't be able to walk there on Shabbos. So therefore, before Shabbos, you put out two eruvit chumims. One on the mizroch side, one on the marav side. And you say, like in Bo Chochem, in our Mizrach, the Chochem is going to come tomorrow on the Mizrach side, Eruv and the Mizrach. I want the Erev I put out on the Mizrach side, that Erev should be Chal. Min HaMarav, let's say the Chochem comes to the Marav side of the city, then Eruv and the Marav, I want my Erev that I put on the Marav side to be Chal, so that I should be able to walk to him on Shabbos. What about the Bo Lakan and Lakan? There are two Chochem coming into the city. One is coming on Mizrach, one is coming on Marav. And Allah Riz, you can't be claiming the two Erevs outside the city. Either you have Mizrach or else you have Marav, only one of the two. So what's the law here? A person has a right to say, L'mokam she'eretz ha'elach, to the place that I want to go to, that's where I will go to tomorrow. In other words, you can say, Yesh Breira, today now, right before Shabbos, I put two Erevs out, one on the Mizrach side, one on the Marav side, and there are two Chachamim coming, one is coming Mizrach, one is coming Marav, and tomorrow I'll choose to know which one I want to go to. That's also good. We say, Yesh Breira. What about Leir Lekan, Leir Lekan? A Chochem, you heard on Shabbos that the Chochem are not coming. They're not coming to Mizrach, they're not coming to Marav. Then you could say, Hareini Kibnei Iri. I want to stay in the same place where my house is. I want to be Kibnei Iri. Neither of the two areas should be Chal. I'm kind of my Shvisa at my house. You could do that also. Kids, it's a Sofik Bein HaShemoshes where you are kind of Shvisa. And on Shabbos, when you decide where you want it to be, then it's Chal, Kuvra, Dovla, Mafreyam, as if Bein HaShemoshes, it was your das to be kind of here, wherever you decide. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Yehuda says a chiddush that em hoye echod mehem rabbi on the tzad there were two chachamim coming, one mizrach, one marav. And true, before Shabbos you put out two erevs, one on mizrach side, one on marav side. But if one of the two chachamim is your rebbe, then we zicha say hoylech eitzor rabbi. Tomorrow on Shabbos you're only allowed to go to the side that your rebbe is dashning, because the zicha svar a person has not to go to his rebbe. So here we can say that on Shabbos you could decide which one of the two places you want to go to, and we'll say it as if you had this das Bein HaShemoshes. Because we say, no, it's zichut to us that Bein HaShemoshes, you had das to go to the side that your Rebbe is going to dashin. And not to the other side where the second Chochem is dashin. And we'll see in the Gemara why the Chochem argue on the Yehuda. They say, no, the person still has the right to choose whichever one of the two Chochem he could go to. Vayeti v'mhoyu shneim raboisov. Let's say both of the Chachamim coming are both his Rebbe. He has two Rebbeim. Then the Lachri is L'mokim Sheir Tzayirlich. Then about he could choose on Shabbos, whichever one of the sites you want to go to, he can go to. Like Kitzur al Mishnah, you say Yesh Breira. See Rashi, the Baruch Hakam Lemizuch Chutz Letchum Iri. At the end, outside of the chum of my city. For right sunny little my Torah mitiv. I want to learn Torah from his mouth. For Yachshav any your day later side Yove. I don't know today which side is coming. Tomorrow I'll hear from people. Haboyim Mishom Lekan Ayde Eruv. That's going to come Duchen Eruv. They're going to tell me tomorrow which side. I have a right to choose tomorrow which side I want to go to. Rabbi Yehuda Leiner in Bo Lekan Ulekan. V'yechot miyem Rabbi. If two Chachomim are coming, and one of them is his Rabbi, is Yelech Eitz Rabbi. For sure, he has to go to his Rabbi. V'lo Yeitz Chachom, not to the Chachom. Tikin Lon Degavei Debishas Knias Erev Daite Lemikne Leyahu Erev to the Tzad Rabbi. It's like for sure he had done Spenash Moshe at the Erev on the Tzad that his Rabbi is coming. That's where he wanted to be kind of. Because Pshita, a person wants to go to hear his own Rabbi. Omiyu Iyuhu Dolo Yoda Liyezim in Atzodim Yovoi. No, Abenesh Moshe, he did not know which side he is coming. But for sure, we nemon he had asked that whichever side the Rebbe is going to be, that's the side he wants the Erev to be Chal. The Ashtu Diyod Al-Osim Leizu, now on Shabbos he finds out which side his Rebbe is coming, the Diniyat Yibadavka has to go only to that side. That's the side that the Erev is Chal. So the Gemara, Kiyosi Rebbe Yitzchok, when Rebbe Yitzchok came, Toni Yipcha, Kula Matnitin, he learned just the opposite to our whole Mishnah. That means that in our Mishnah it says when the Goyim came, you want to run away from them. When the Chachomim came, you wanted to go to the side of the Chachomim. He learned just the opposite. When the Goyim came, it was a question which side the Goy is coming to, is a question which side you want to go to that side. And the question was which side the Chachomim came to, you wanted to run away and go to the other side. So for the Gemara, Kashi Nochrim Anochrim, it's a stira to the din of Anochri. Do you want to run to that? It's not a Kashi in Halacha, it's a Kashi in Mitzvah. Like our Mishnah says, you want to run away from the Goyim. That we understand. And he learned, no, you want to run towards the Goyim. And Kashi Chochem HaChochem. To steer, our Mishnah says, you run to the Chochem. That's good. And he learned, no, the person wants to go to the opposite side that the Chochem is coming. What's the pshat? So the Gemara, Nochrim, Anochrim, Lekashi. There's no stibur from the din of Goyim. Do you want to run to them? Or do you want to run away from them? Ho, Biparhagvino. If we're talking about Goyim that are coming to collect taxes, tax collector, then Shita, you run away from them. You want to dodge them. So if they're coming to Mizrach, you want to run away to Maror's side. Oh, b'mori d'mosa. That that Rav Yitzchak learned that you want to run towards the Goyim, that's like the governor is coming. So Eshton's either you want to tell him your complaints about the city, you want him to do good things for you. Real son, you want to be mepais, you want to be nice to the governor, he should want to do good things for you. So when the governor comes, somebody that could help us, we want to run towards him to talk to him. Chochem achochem lekashai tistira. Do you want to go towards the chochem or do you want to go away from the chochem? There it is. Ha b'moisir pirkei. Our mission is talking about the chochem that's coming in the Talmud chochem that's going to give a good cheer. So pshit, you want to go learn from him? Ha b'mikri shma. Rabbi Yitzchak was learning about who is coming, which chochem, a rabbi that teaches the talmidim, teaches the little kids how to say shma. So now the people are not so interested in hearing this shma. Rav Sama Farshim learned the pshat is that after Mikre Shema went to this side, Zichem Estavu, the Chochem that's going to say the Jerusha, is going to go to the other side. Therefore, the person wants to run away, go to the other side of the city, not to the side of the Mikre Shema, but rather to the other side, where there maybe the Chochem will come to Darshan.
Let's see Rashi. Tony Yipcho, I see Masnitsin Biyodeh, the Tony Yipcho. That what? That Baruch Min HaChochem, you're running away from the Chochem, or Masnin Bo Chochem LeMizrach, Eruv LeMarev. Lagabe Nochrim Tony, Dluhu. Tzad, delay se nochri, the tzad of the goy is coming, litne eruve, that's the tzad you want to be kind of. Tertiz, barhag v'nezat rashi, gaboyi hamas, uberich mipneim. Our Mishnah is talking about the goy and the tax collectors coming, him you're running away from. And Mori Damasa, Reb Yitzchak Brice is talking about the governor, that sorachu lufayis elitzchak, either you have to be nice to him or else you have to say complaints to him. Meister pirke lidrosh barabim das odim lelech lishmoya. If the Chochem is giving a drasha, you want to run to him. Mikre shema kolim malam ditzinoikis lispalo masnisin Reb Yitzchak b'diyosi beitrei chad lahay gisa v'chad lahay gisa. So that's what Rashi wants. That in Reb Yitzchak, the two came. One came to one side, one came to the other side. So if the Mikre shema came to one side, you want to run away from him to go to the Chochem on the other side. Therefore, there's no steer.
Zotig more weiter. Reb Yehuda Reimer im hoyo echod mehen. If one of them was your Rebbe, then we say for sure you had asked Ben Ashmosas to go to the side that your Rebbe is going to be there. So the Gemara of the Rabbonin is, what's the Torah on the Rabbonin? Why do they say, no, you can still choose tomorrow which side you want the Erev to be Chal? Sometimes a person would rather hear somebody else speak, a different Chacham, than his own Rebbe. Therefore, Bein Hashmashos is also a Sofik, what you meant. And tomorrow, when you Mavayir, which side you want to go to, we say, Yesh Breira, it's as if you had this Das, B'Shas K'nias Erev, Bein Hashmashos. So the Gemara Omar Rav. You should know, we don't hold like our Mishnah because of the Tana Ayah. The Tani Ayah, because Ayah learned that Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein Odom Amasna al Shnei Devorim Kiyechut. A person cannot make it tonight like two Erevs and be totally tomorrow which one of the two he would want. We hold Ein Greira. He learned that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Greira. Elo Imbo Chochom Lemizrach Eruvi Lemizrach. So the only time the Erev could be Chal on a Tanai is like this. If only one Chochem is going to come tomorrow, and you don't know now on which side he's going to come, is he going to come on Mizrach or on Marav? So you're allowed to now, like before Shabbos, put down two Eruv Chumims, one on Mizrach side and one on Marav side, and tomorrow when the Chochem comes, to which side he comes to, that's the side the Erev is Chal. He says, Imbo Chochem leMizrach, Eruv leMizrach, v'imbo Chochem leMarav, Eruv leMarav. That's good. But if the question is that two Chachomim are going to come tomorrow, one is going to come on Mizrach side and one is going to come on Marav side, and you want to decide tomorrow which one of the two you want to go to, that's also. For that we hold Ein Greira. For the Gemara, what's the difference? How come you say, is Ayu's learning Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if two Chachom are going to come tomorrow, one is going to come to Mizrach, and one is going to come to Marav, and you want to choose tomorrow which one you want to go to, then we say the Erev is not Chal. Why? Tiyein Breira, because Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from the side of Breira, you can't be Mavayah tomorrow what you want. And to say that means, that's the Das you have Ben Hashmashayis, of Azor LeMizrach LeMarav Nami. If it's only a question of one Chacham is coming, and you must look at which side he's going to come to Mizrach side or tomorrow side, the Chur also would you say, Ein Greira. The Chur should not be Chal V'Yeruv. Because also you have to come on tomorrow to see which side the Chacham is going to come to. So Bein HaShmoshes, again, it's a Sofik, which Erev is Chal. And tomorrow, when the Chacham comes to Mizrach, we say Mizrach side is Chal. So Chur, that's also in Greira. Sakon Yehuda holds no. If one Chacham comes, then we say the Erev could be Chal. Tomorrow you let us know which one. And two Chachamim, then it's not Chal. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Yechanan, we're talking about Ukvar Bo Chochem. We're talking about that the Chochem already arrived in one of the two sides. So if only one Chochem is coming, the Pshat is really the Chochem arrived already, Bein HaShmoshes. That means the Chochem himself is either on Mizrach side or on Marav side. Just the person that's putting down the Erev, he does not know to which side did the Chochem come. So when he says, tomorrow I want to be Mavayir, it's not the Pshat that we don't know right now. Really, it's Mavuyir right now on which side the Erev is Chal. It's Bein HaShmoshes, like Hapagai Yishmai, it's Yidua, which side is Chal. Because right now the Chochem is already in the Tchum of Mizrach side. So even though the person that's putting down the Erev does not know, but so what? Lemaisa, Lemaisa, Bein HaShmoshes is a Zman when the Erev on Mizrach side is Chal. Because he put down one of Mizrach and one of Marav because he didn't know which side the Chochem is going to come. But if he would know that right now the Chochem is ready on Mizrach side, for sure that's the Das he would have. So this is not Tolian Breira. It's as if we know right now which side he wants. We say he wants the side the Chochem came. Like Rashi says. Rashi, Omer Rav Yechanan, Ukvar Bo Chochem. This is the way our Mishnah is talking about. Shebo Chochem Kfar. Koidim Bein HaShmoshes. The Chochem already came, let's say, to Mizrach side, even before Bein HaShmoshes. Just the person that put down the Erev, the reason why he put down two Erevs, one on Mizrach and one on Marav, is because he did not know to which side did the Chochem come. Oyim Bo, Oyloi, he didn't know if he came all together or not. Olomo Chokisha Nishma Loi. Now tomorrow, when he finds out that the Chochem came on Mizrach side, is Alocha Gilu Milsa Biamu. This is only Gilu Milsa. Via Gilu Milsa, the Yehu area of Kona. The Gilu Milsa that the side that the Chochem came to Mizrach side, that's the Erev that was Chal Bein HaShmoshes. So Drashi V'yemzu Samech Chal Breiras Sofik. This is not called a Breira, that B'shach Bein HaShmoshes, B'shach the Erev should be Chal, we say it's a Sofik. Chal on a Sofik, you don't know which side the Chal, the Chochem will come. That's a story from Breira.
like we'll see later on, Rashi learns the pshat of Yol Deim Breiro, nothing at all is chal. Because you can't have such a chalois misafik right now, that right now we don't know which Erev is chal, so the pshat is it's a chalois misafik, and tomorrow when you take your choice, which one you want, that's when it's chal. The old Ein Breira, no, there's no such thing as a Sufik chalais. So the pshat is here, it's not a Sufik. So Rashi, elekiniya vadois. Here it's a vada kinyin. Shirei oma letzada chochem yiknili. Because even Bein HaShemosher, as the person said, on the side that the chochem comes, I want that side to be chal. Choyri. V'yachochem kvar bor. And we're talking about really the chochem already came. Koydem kinyas erev v'kona. That before Bein HaShemosher, the chochem already came within the tchum of the Mizrach side. So even though the person does not know, he just put down the Erev and said, whichever side the Chochem comes, I want the Erev to be Chal. So since Lamaisa the Chochem did come before Ben Hashmoshes, it is if Vadai the Erev on the Mizrach side is Chal. Therefore, that's not totally in Brera. Ma'ashenken, when you have two Chochem coming, so you know for sure there's going to be one on Mizrach and one on Marav. So why are you putting out two Erevs? Because you don't know now which one you want to go to. Tomorrow you'll decide. So the pshat is now Ben Hashmoshes, it's a Sofik Chalois. Which Erev is Chal? If Yold Ein Breira, neither of them are Chal. Yeah, so that's the way Aya learns Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. So even though in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is maskim, there is a din Yesh Breira, so according to the Gemara saying, we don't hold like our Mishnah, we would rather hold the way Aya learns. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Ein Breira. For the Gemara, other rabbis of let's say just the opposite. Leisa Ladaya, we must need some, that's just the opposite. We don't hold from Aya because of our Mishnah. He said, our Mishnah of Yehuda, you say, Yesh Breira, so the Chura, our Mishnah is better to hold like. So the Moraloi Sakotaitis, this you can't say. To Hashamin and Leila, Rabbi Yehuda, let's lay Breira. Because we heard from Rabbi Yehuda, his Sheetah is, he does not hold from Breira. Like Aya learns. Where's the Raya of Yehuda does not hold from Breira? The Tanan we learned. Halakeyach Yayin, mi bein HaKusim, if somebody buys wine from the Kusim, now Kusi, like Rashi speaks out, it means Koydim Shagazar Yainim, before the Chachom made a Gezerah on the Yainim that a Kusi is like a Goy and obliged Yain Nefech. Beshchita Schulin, Ustam Kus Lemefarshi Truma, V'yein Lezeh Kedom Lahafrish Latoychen Truma Samaisa. So talking about you bought wine from a kusi before Chachamim made him into a goy, so you're allowed to drink the wine. Just the concern is the kusi did not take off Truma Samaisis. So you have to take off Truma Samaisis before you drink it. And we're talking about in a case that you did not have any kalim to pour like the part for Truma, the parts for Meiser into. So what do? You have only one jug of the wine and you want to drink from it now and you didn't take off Meisters yet. So the Gemara you could do is Omer, first thing you should say, Shnei Lugim Shani Yosef Lahafresh Harei Hein Truma. And then if Truma you take off 150.